Hello, hello, hello. This is Charlie. You're listening to Zenitus Kill to Catch a Vibe on 91.5 FM, WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. I'm here tonight with... I can't hear you. Mic 2 is not on the board right now. Give me 1 second. I can fix this. Megan. Maybe if you say it loud enough, they can hear it through my mic.
Megan!
Megan. All right,
there you go. Megan is here. It's time to listen to our first song, but we'll be back in just a couple minutes. Bye. Someone messed with the pitch on the turntable. Sorry, sounded weird there for a second.
Sharp as knives, evil feasts on you live.
to Cape Cod tonight. Walcott, fuck the women from Wellfleet, fuck the bears at Provincetown, eat my words and take flight. Walcott, don't you know that it's insane? Don't you wanna get out of Cape Cod, out of Cape Cod tonight? Don't you know that it's insane? Don't you wanna get out of Cape Cod? Out of Cape Cod tonight? Walcott, don't you know that it's insane? Don't you wanna get out of Cape Cod? Out of Cape Cod tonight? Walcott, don't you know that it's insane? Don't you wanna get out of Cape Cod?
Hello.
Hi.
So, it was New Year's the other day.
It was New Year's.
Should we tell everyone a little about what we did, or do we care at all?
We didn't do anything big.
I tried to watch this movie, the song I'm listening to right now, Fantastic Planet, and people didn't go for it. So sad. Great movie.
I wasn't there, so can't be on me for that.
So, we are here at least until 11, probably a little after, because I don't think there's anyone after us, so we are shutting down the station tonight.
We're not shutting it down.
there will still be music playing, but we are the last human DJs for the night, I do believe.
Let's just stay out all night.
We could. So who knows how long we'll be here for. So if you are listening, keep listening. If you keep listening, maybe think about calling in later in the show.
Yes. I would like to talk to people. Charlie, the last song is about Cape Cod.
That's true.
Getting out of Cape Cod.
I finally got out of Cape Cod. At least for a little bit. I'll go back. I love it.
Going back?
Yeah, I'll probably go back once more before the end of vacation, before Abby leaves.
Oh, yeah, Abby's still home.
Yeah, I got to bring $35 out of my little sister.
Probably more than that by now. Gas money from Cape Cod and back.
True. But I'll cover a little bit of the cost on that.
I am so sleepy. Oh, my goodness.
I kind of am, too. Hopefully, we make it even to 11.
Come on. We can do that.
What song should we listen to next? We got a couple that I was thinking of.
Mine are all kind of sad, sleepy songs. So
Flash Delirium by Management. Jolene, all-time classic. I got a Stroke song. We have Mia's songs.
I want to hear Work. Not by Rihanna. Sorry, everyone.
By Charlotte Day Wilson.
Yes.
All right. We can listen to that one next.
It's one of my favorite songs. I listened to it a lot last year around this time.
Is there anything else you can say about it? Oh, Mia's going to call right now.
Oh, right now? Okay. Hi,
Mia. Mia, call. I just got your text.
We miss you, Mia.
We're not going to do anything until you call in.
Yeah, we're just going to have, like, dead air.
Yeah.
Not dead air, but no talking. I want to hear about Mia's New Year's Eve plans, because I feel like we didn't really get many details on that.
We got the 12:15 FaceTime.
New happy beer. Yeah, it's like totally,
yeah,
totally messed up.
Mia sent a very incoherent text. We're going to interrogate her on it when she calls
in. I'm sure it's just a typo, a silly little typo.
ooh. That must be Mia calling in. Mic on. Hello? Hello? Hello?
Hello?
We hear a trumpet.
Yeah, Mia, that's really loud. What is that?
Hi.
Hi, Mia. What's up?
Hi, guys.
Hi, Mia.
Hey, Megan. Hey, Charlie. Am I on air?
Yes, yeah. You're on the air.
Oh, my goodness. I'm flattered. I'm currently, I don't know if you can hear.
Yes, we can.
We sure can hear
Mia. It's really good, though.
No, can you hear the music?
Yes.
I'm at a jazz bar. That like a dive bar thing in Miami right now.
That is so fun. Oh my goodness.
No, it's super fun. Yeah.
That is
I'm here
so
with my
cool.
Friends from high school. They're like a high school reunion. That's pretty crazy. It's wild, wild, wild. Yeah.
Do you know who's playing right now or no?
What?
Do you know who's playing right now? Do you know any of the performers?
My friend Bruno is playing the trombone right now.
Oh, this is Bruno.
Oh, yeah, we can sure hear that trombone. Bruno's killing it.
Yeah, it's the whole gang. How are you guys?
Good. We really miss you on the air.
I
have to be in the booth the whole time today. Usually half of it you're in the booth.
Oh, really?
Takes the
slack
off.
I didn't know you guys switched off.
I know. Yeah, we do. Remember my first hour is me and then second hour is Charlie.
I know, but now we only have 1 hour.
But we'll be back to 2 hours soon, shortly.
Oh, you guys only did 10 to 11.
Yeah, we're only doing 10 to 11 today.
Ah, okay. No, I thought you guys did from 9 to... I was going to call in at 9.
No, we're going to be from 10 to maybe a little after 11.
Sweet.
The trombone.
The brass
is
band in the background's killing me.
It's really distracting. I can't.
Is it a vibe?
Yeah.
That's definitely a vibe.
I feel like I'm there with you right now.
All right.
I feel like what?
I feel like I'm there with you.
I think it's time to move on to our next song. Mia, it was great to hear from you.
I love you guys.
We really miss
you.
Every, what do you come back in? 11 days? So you'll be missing next week's show.
11 but, days. I'll miss
2 weeks,
week,
Mia will be back.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Bye, Mia. Thanks for calling.
Bye.
All right. If you heard that and got inspired and want to call us, call in sometime. It'll be fun. You can be on the radio. But now we're going to listen to Megan's song. What was it? Work?
Work, yeah.
All right, let's
Yay.
Go. Am I Amox 2?
My mic is still on. My mic is still on.
It's gonna take a bit of work. Oh, work. Now that you're here.
To be honest, I didn't think it was a terrible year. There were some bad moments, of course. There are also a lot of good ones.
My first half was rough. Really rough. But my second half, we bounced back.
Awesome.
We back.
So, what would you say is your like top 2023 moment?
I don't really know if this is a moment, but I think moving into the apartment was, like, genuinely, like, life-changing, which sounds, like, kind of ridiculous, but, like, I really needed that independence and living with four other people who now I consider my very good friends is just so lovely and comforting, and I love living here, and I'm gonna cry thinking about it, but I'm just very grateful for that, and, you know, great moment. Aw, you're so cute, Charlie.
That's true. Living in the house, it's definitely top 5 2023 moment. I think that my top moment of the year, Belize. My month in the Central American jungle, digging up crap from the dirt. It's pretty fun.
We would get, like, maybe once a week, Charlie would text us, because he would go to a market or something, right?
Yeah, the Mennonite supermarket. It was really weird because they had like Walmart, Costco, and Target branded stuff.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Huh. Okay. Well, anyways, you would text us like a weekly update. Not even. You'd just say some random stuff and be like, oh my God, hi, Charlie. Or like, I would be doing something and then not be able to respond. And I'm like, well, I guess I won't hear from Charlie for another week.
Yeah. We only had like 45 minutes in the store at a time. And that was our 45 minutes of internet, air conditioning, electricity, all that jazz for the week.
Would you say it was a transformative traveling experience for you?
Definitely. Definitely. Both career-wise and personality-wise.
Personality-wise? Mm-hmm. I didn't know you too well before. So what would you say changed?
I don't think I changed a lot about me, but I think I'm more sure about myself.
Mm-hmm. And like what you want to do.
Yeah. Also definitely better interacting with people. I got a lot of practice.
Mm-hmm. Just like meeting new people in general, or like working together with people.
Being more purposeful in my actions towards other people.
That's a very, very good quality to have, I think.
Got a lot of practice.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, it's not the easiest to be in Belize from what you told me.
It was a lot of fun, though. This song's kind of scary.
Scary?
Do you want to change? Should we change it to a new song?
I mean, if you're getting scared, then change it.
Yeah, I'm getting a little scared. We're going to listen to Modern Girls and Old Fashioned Men by The Strokes and Regina Spektor. And then we're going to listen to a Mia pick, Fue by Soda Stereo, which is my favorite Radiohead song not made by Radiohead. Then after that, I don't know what we'll listen to. We'll probably be back for another talk break before we listen to another song after that. All right. Bye. Bye. We'll be right back. We're back. That was my nightcore version of what was that? It was the Hear of My Story 3 style by Blade. Did you have any opinions on that?
I just thought it sounded like a Rocket League lobby song.
It does kind of sound like a Rocket League lobby. I love just turning this Blade album up from 33 RPM to 45. Just
is this the actual song?
No.
Or is this a sped up song? Oh,
that's what it really sounds like.
Okay, yeah, sped up. It definitely sounds like a rock league, yeah. Or like a NBA 2K like lobby.
I just think it makes it sound even more Gek-like. Just true. I was thinking I was, like, making my own Geks earlier doing this.
No, Charlie was full on, like, DJ mode. I wish you guys
didn't really work very well. I didn't do much to the song. What should we listen to next? What did I say we were going to listen to next?
Oh, it was Weezer. Back.
Weezer. All right. Weezer time. Please call in, guys.
I told Alexia and Pearl to call in.
Yes. We want people to talk to. It's really lonely around campus with no one here.
I know. It's
so this is spooky. This is our tough social interaction hour. Think about it. Please call.
Please.
Bye.
This next one's off our new record called Pinkerton. It's called The Good Life.
When I look in the mirror, can't believe what I see. Tell me, who's that funky dude staring back at me? Broken, beaten down, can't even get around without an old man cane. I'm falling, hit the ground, I'm shivering in the cold, I'm bitter and alone. Excuse the bitching, I shouldn't complain. I should have no feeling, this feeling is pain. Everything I want is taken away from me, but who do I got to blame? Nobody but me. And I don't wanna be an old man anymore. It's been a year or two since I was out on the road, shaking booty, making sweet love all the night. It's time I got back to the good life. It's time I got back. It's time I got back. And I don't even know how I got off the track. I'm a pig, I'm a dog. So excuse me if I drool. I ain't gonna hurt nobody, ain't gonna cause a scene. Just need to admit that I want sugar in my tea.
Hear me,
hear me. I want sugar in my tea. And I don't wanna be an old man anymore. It's been a year or two since I was out on the floor, shaking booty, making sweet love. It's time I got back to the good life. It's time I got back. It's time I got back. And I don't even know how I got off the track. I wanna go back, yeah.
Weezer, huh? Are you pro Weezer or anti Weezer, Megan?
I don't really have an opinion.
We just gotta kill some time until Pearl gets back, so take a stance.
I mean, everything that I've heard, I've liked, so.
They've made some real stinkers, though. Whatever position you took there, I was gonna take the other one. I love Weezer.
The lyric, like, something about booty cheeks, that was nice. I liked that part. I kind of blanked out. It was live. Was that like a live version?
Yes, that was a live version of The Good Life off of one of the deluxe versions of Pinkerton. Yeah, Pearl's supposed to be calling in. Oh, wow. Speak of the devil.
Pearl's not the devil, Pearl. We love you.
Hello? Hello, Pearl?
Hello, DJ's on air.
Hey.
You're live over the air.
OMG. For my second, my phone debut.
Have you never called in before?
No, never. Am I a bad friend?
Well, you're much, much clearer than when Mia called earlier. We could barely hear her. So I appreciate that. What are you up to?
Packing.
I'm filling Darnell's water bottle and packing to come home.
Well, we very much miss you and also Darnell in the house. How's the little monster doing?
He bit my pants while I was playing Bananagram earlier today.
That video of you knitting and sleeping, what was up with that?
Yeah, can you actually knit while you're asleep, Pearl?
I wasn't actually asleep. I was just with my eyes closed.
So knitting with your eyes closed is super impressive.
I wish I could knit while I was asleep. I would get so many more scarves done. I've restarted this current scarf I'm working on 3 times.
It looked like you were literally sleep knitting. Like instead of sleepwalking, sleep knitting.
I have a future in pioneering it for the first time ever.
We enjoyed the post.
What are you going to play next?
Next, we are going to listen to Jolene by Dolly Parton.
Jolene.
Oh,
classic.
Good choice. I was going to say play something I like, but now I don't even have to say that.
Ayo.
We're going to listen to Jolene by Dolly Parton, then Say It Back by Reggie Pearl, and then Morning Routine by Sequela. I don't know.
What happened to my song?
I just saw that one. Oh, yeah, then yours will be up after that.
Okay.
It'll be those in some combination. Megan's song is White Leather by Wolf Alice.
I love Wolf Alice.
Hey-o.
Yeah, we're gonna be listening to those songs in some order, and then
hey,
I don't
wait
for the rest of the program. We also have Napoleon March into Russia by Car Seat Headrest and a Florist song.
All right,
some classics.
Get hype, Pearl.
Play.
Pearl, it was great to hear from you.
Great to
but it's time to also hear from Miss Dolly.
All right. See you.
Bye,
see
ya
in like 2 days.
Bye.
No,
tomorrow.
You're coming home tomorrow?
Yeah.
Wow.
I'm coming home tomorrow at 9 a.m.
Oh, my
actually,
gosh.
All right, so you'll be there when I wake
early.
Up. Can see you bright and early.
Okay, bye, guys.
Bye. Oh, thank you, Pearl, for calling in. Now it is time to listen to Jolene. Sorry, guys, I got my cue all mixed up. Here we go.
Of auburn hair with ivory skin and eyes of emerald green. Your smile is like a breath of spring. Your voice is soft like summer rain, and I cannot compete with you, Jolene. He talks about you in his sleep, and there's nothing I can do to keep from crying when he calls your name, Jolene. Understand how you could easily take my man, but you don't know what he means to me, Jolene. Jolene, 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 I'm begging of you, please don't take my man. Jolene, 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 please don't take him just because you can. Choice. choice of men, but I could never love again. He's the only one for me, Jolene. I had to have this talk with you. My happiness depends on you and whatever you decide to do, Jolene.
We already heard Modern Girls and Old Fashioned Men. Don't try to trick me, Julian Casablancas. So what we just listened to was Say It Back by Reggie Pearl off her album Regicide. I thought that was a cool song. I got showed that song the other day by my friend Isaac. He's really cool. I also recorded an interview with him, so that should be airing maybe next week, maybe the week after that.
Let's have him on the show.
He'll be on the show sometime. He's a real life recording artist with 500,000 monthly listeners on Spotify, so you won't want to miss it. It's huge.
It is huge. I'm excited. I'm a fan, and he has a song called Fan Behavior, so I might be demonstrating some fan behavior.
We don't talk one iota about his music, which is probably how it should be.
We don't talk what?
we didn't talk one bit about his music.
Oh, that's fair. He probably talks about it all the time.
Yeah. But we're going to talk about it more because I think he might come on the show at the end of January when he's back in Boston, and he should have more music out then.
Okay.
He's dropping new music soon. I don't know if I'm allowed to say that, but I did.
Well, there's only like 20 people listening anyways.
That's so true. And probably not his manager or agent.
Yeah, I'd hope not.
I think you have something for us, Megan.
Yes. There is something very dangerous in your home. It could be hiding in a closet or waiting in the basement. It's not sharp or toxic or flammable, yet it helps send more people to the trauma center than any other household item. Using a ladder might seem easy. Misusing one is even easier. Ask any of the 150,000 people who fell off their ladders into the trauma center last year alone. Don't let a do-it-yourself project do yourself in. For tips on ladder safety, visit orthoinfo.org/ladder safety, a public service message from the American Academy of Orthopedic Surgeons and your safety-minded friends here at WMFO in Medford Tufts Community Radio.
Excellent work, Megan.
That was all spoken from the heart.
Stay safe on ladders, guys.
It is very dangerous. My granddad fell off a ladder once and broke his ribs.
One of my dad's friends was chainsawing a tree and fell off the ladder and broke his back. So, ladders are dangerous. You gotta watch out for them.
Mm-hmm.
So, what are we going to listen to next, Megan?
We're listening to White Leather by Wolf Alice. They're a band based in London. Really like the song. It's kind of like a dull, achy feeling, to me at least. It's kind of like missing a friend, but here it is.
All right, let's listen to it. I got to queue it up on Spotify real quick.
Okay, well, the playlist.
Here it is now.
And forget, hey,
So that was the last song we were going to listen to, full song, because we want to go home. It's pretty late. We're tired.
And make cookies.
Yeah, we're going to go home and make cookies. It'll be pretty nice. Finally get to go to sleep. It's been a long day, even though I took a nap today. I woke up from my nap today, and my eyes were really blurry.
Mm-mm.
And then I sneezed, and they went back to normal.
That is really strange.
It was. Like, I was really concerned when I woke up from the nap.
I mean, when you sneeze, your eyes kind of water a bit, so maybe it's just like...
Let's just like pop my left eye back into place. Well, anyway, this is Charlie and also Megan, and you listen to Zen of the Skill to Catch a Vibe on 91.5 FM WFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. Now is your last chance to call.